Akiva from Eretz Yisrael says, Kavod HaRav, Shalom Ubracha. I have heard the Rav answer others regarding the chiyuv of moving to Eretz Yisrael, that they should at least consider it, and ask advice from a Rav regarding the matter. I have also read the Rav's chapter into Dwell in the Palace. Isn't that akin to telling a person before eating kosher or fasting on Yom Kippur or keeping Shabbos, you should ask a Rav, or at least seriously consider doing these things? If Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah d'oraisa, a Torah mitzvah, upon which all other mitzvahs are dependent, then isn't it about time we Torah observant Jews in Eretz Yisrael spoke clearly about the matter and adopt the attitude of Reish Lakish in Maseches Yuma when he tells Rabba Bar Bar Chama, Eloh Sanin Elohu, your God hates you, because as the Mephoshim bring down, if the Jews of Galus would have returned in the time of Ezra, they would have brought the Shechina and the Geula with them. I have seen Rav Unterman Zatzal write, I change the language a bit, and say that if you, the Jews of today's exile, would have come back to Eretz Israel at the inception of the State of Israel, you would have brought the Shechina with you. How wonderfully different things here in Eretz Israel would be had we had another 100 or 200,000 from Jews. I greatly thank the Rav for his attention and wish him and his family in Kehila Besuros Tovos, Akiva. By Akiva, I understand your sentiments. However, it will be so simple that every Jew should just pick themselves up without any considerations and move to Eretz Yisrael, then you'll be right. But that's not the case. There are considerations, as I delineated in my introduction to Tuval in the Palace, that exempt a person from picking himself up and moving to Eretz Yisrael. And since there are legitimate exemptions, one has to ask the Rav and find out if he is required or if his situation is one that at this point he can't fulfill this mitzvah. Every mitzvah has its parameters. And even fasting on Yom Kippur. If one is not feeling well, he has to ask a Rav before he fasts because maybe he's not allowed to fast. And keeping Shabbos also. There are situations where a person does not keep Shabbos and he has to ask the Rav. Maybe this is the situation where he has to be Mechal Shabbos. And every mitzvah has its parameters. I would assume that Reish Lakish knew the situation of Rabba Bar Bar Chana, and therefore he said what he had to say to him. But had he not known Rabba Bar Bar Chana and did not know his situation, he would not have judged him unfavorably and assumed that he was doing something wrong. Perhaps there were extenuating circumstances. And the time of Ezra, there was a definite pekida. God said that with through prophets that they should return to Eretz Israel. Such a pekida, such a prophecy doesn't exist today. And therefore, en masse, the Jewish people are not allowed to return to Eretz Israel. Even though there's a mitzvah for individuals, even a lot of individuals, to return, but that depends on a lot of parameters. And therefore, as I said, one should at least consider it, ask a Rav if his situation requires him to go to Eretz Israel, would be positive for him to go to Eretz Israel, or maybe because of his situation at this point, he cannot or should not fulfill that mitzvah.